Noble Yoakum was at home.
It was just past dark, early evening hours.
The phone rang.
I was called by the local sheriff's office.
A man had been found shot to death along Highway 11 in a rural, sparsely populated part of Etowah County. It was April 23, 1963. Yoakum was the county coroner.
It was hard to believe. It really was hard to believe. But I went over there to the scene, and the body was still lying there in the road.
The body was William Moores, a postal worker just shy of his 36th birthday, an unintentional civil rights martyr. Moore was born in Binghamton, New York, but considered himself a Southerner because he spent part of his childhood on his grandparents' farm in Mississippi. Author Mary Stanton wrote a book about Moore. She says when he returned to New York, he faced a harsh, snowy climate and a harsh, distant father.
Bill grew up to be a bit of a loner, although he always had a great sense of humor.
A high school teacher, though, did encourage his budding interest in philosophy and politics. Moore wanted to go to college. His father couldn't stand the idea and flat out refused to pay for it. So Moore joined the Marines at the tail end of World War II. He never saw combat, but used the GI Bill to go to college. He blossomed while studying in England at the Sorbonne in Madrid. And after graduating, went to Johns Hopkins University.
It was a bigger school, it was in a city, and he kind of became a loner again.
Moore wanted to work in government or international relations, but his job applications weren't going anywhere. His beloved high school teacher had died a few years before, and the emotion of that experience began to well up.
So essentially, he had a breakdown in Baltimore, and his father brought him back up, and he spent about 3.5 years in a mental institution.
Mary Stanton says being institutionalized changed him.
When he had the experience of being somebody on the fringes of society, he was able to relate to other people who were, for other reasons, left on the margins of society.
After he was released, Moore began organizing self-help groups for former mental patients. He became involved in civil liberties causes, and he got married to a woman with 3 children whose first husband had been abusive.
He was kind to her, and she really needed somebody at that point in her life who was kind. And she paid attention to him and was interested in what he was doing. And at that point of his life, that was a great gift to him.
But their relationship fractured. Moore increasingly spent time on political causes, leaving the bills and the household to his wife. Also, he was an atheist. She was a devout Christian. He fought against prayer in public school. She wrote a letter to the editor in the Binghamton newspaper, distancing herself from his public professions. William Moore worked as a letter carrier and transferred to Baltimore to be near the offices of the Congress of Racial Equality. His family stayed in New York. And now, in the fall of 1962, he grew upset by Mississippi Governor Ross Barnett's refusal to integrate Ole Miss. So Moore decided to write a letter to the governor denouncing segregation, and he, a postal worker, would walk from Chattanooga, Tennessee to Jackson, Mississippi, to hand-deliver the letter and discuss these issues man-to-man and Southerner to Southerner.
He had this overblown sense that people could be reasoned with. He believed that people would do the right thing if they knew what that was, if they could be convinced, and he was going to do that.
When he shared his idea with other civil rights leaders in Baltimore, they were cool to the idea. Peace walks were a traditional protest tactic, but after all, this was the Deep South.
It was a very intense climate at that point in time.
Robert Avery is a Gadsden City councilman. He was 14 that spring. He points out a mob firebombed a bus with freedom riders in Anniston 2 years before. Bombings were a regular occurrence in Birmingham.
I mean, eventually you knew it was coming. You just didn't know when or how or what.
So with 2 weeks vacation, William Moore walked out of Chattanooga on April 21st, 1963. He wore a sandwich board sign. One side read, "Equal Rights for All, Mississippi or Bust." He pulled a shopping cart for a suitcase and set out to reason with the Jim Crow South.
Walking down an Alabama road, remembering what the Bible told. Walking with a letter in his hand, dreaming of another southern land. Walking down an Alabama road.
Moore engaged the periodic farmer or small-town waitress along the route. He offered copies of his letter. They warned him about how stupid and dangerous his venture was. He called newspapers and radio stations trying to drum up publicity, but he wasn't prepared for the physical demands. His feet grew calloused and bled. He was exhausted. On the third day, Mary Stanton says Moore stopped at a grocery store.
And he got into a conversation with the owner of the store. and it centered around that poster that he had.
This poster in his shopping cart showed Jesus and read, "Wanted, agitator, carpenter by trade, revolutionary, consorter with criminals and prostitutes."
And they got into a long harangue about Christianity that made this grocer very angry.
Moore left, but later that day, the grocer drove by with a friend to show him this stranger who didn't believe in God. They argued again.
And it became more heated the second time. And that's when Bill began to get rattled. He realized that he was in a situation that could very quickly escalate. There was nobody else on the road for miles.
But they moved on. Word of Moore's walk had spread by now. Two different law enforcement officers drove by, offering to give him a ride for safety. Moore refused. It was getting late, so he stopped in a picnic grove near the highway. A few hours later, he was found dead.
There were some spent cartridges on the ground around the body in the highway.
Former Etowah County Coroner Noble Yoakum.
After going through the man's personal belongings, I located a number where his wife was living up in Binghamton, New York. So not knowing where Binghamton, New York was, not knowing anybody, I called the lady collect.
He says she was very calm. She knew her husband was taking a risk.
Next morning at 7 o'clock, CBS News reported that I had called her collect during the night. Well, I had to. On a salary of $75 a month, you don't make many long-distance calls.
Yoakum says the murder shocked the community. He says race relations were good around Gadsden. With the national media coming to town, it gave a bad picture of the South. Gadsden City Councilman Robert Avery sees another side of that coin. The national attention brought in numerous civil rights groups.
Once they came into town, then that really kicked things off.
Protests, organizing. Avery says Moore was the spark. The murder, though, was never solved, at least officially. Suspicion fell on Floyd Simpson, the grocer who argued with Moore. Simpson's rifle matched the bullets found on the scene. Witnesses saw his car on the highway near where Moore died. Simpson was a Klan member. He was arrested, but a grand jury refused to indict him. He died in 1998. Both Noble Yoakum and Robert Avery agree Simpson likely murdered William Moore, and conventional wisdom says it was because of his views on integration. But author Mary Stanton believes he was killed because he was an atheist. Either way, it remains a cold case, a civil rights footnote filed away in the Etowah County Sheriff's Office. Here at the Civil Rights Memorial in Montgomery, water flows over a large black granite disc. The names of people killed during the Civil Rights Movement are etched in the stone. William Moore's name is here, but you won't find his name on any marker or memorial in Etowah County. Some people, though, are trying to change that.
It's going to be out on Highway 11 at the spot where he was shot and killed. That's where we want to put it.
Robert Avery says preliminary work has been done for a marker, although they're still looking for funding. They just want to make sure William Moore is remembered. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.